Laird's talk is, he's the only speaker, and his talk is basically the what the president said. And he's got a big case of that. Bring in the POW stuff that's on my desk. Go in at, they go in at dinner at 6:45.
I'd like to go then.
They should be seated safely by 7 o'clock, and they start, they have an invocation immediately when they're seated. You should come in right after the invocation. Say your word and then leave. Then they eat dinner, and their program doesn't start till 8:30 or something. They expect to be seated at 7 or 7:05, and that would be the time to go over. Do it and get out, and then Laird does his thing, the later thing. The argument for doing it is, you know, the obvious one. Show your concern, interest. One of the Secretary Laird has been giant and concerned with the song. There will be press coverage.
Thank you. But I'm not going to bar the president going. I'm going to go the same way.
They don't have the military band or anything. They're showing strings. They can't do a band very well. So I think they just
don't do a band.
Just do, after the invocation, they just say, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States. About 600 there. Laird recounts how you changed the policy for your administration. I'm sorry to mention this. The other issue. Official office negotiation. Ceasefire on the 415 groups.
Excuse me, something.
Go ahead. This is the standard. I've got his text here if you want.
Probably sit here in my desktop.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then they have a business meeting tomorrow.
All right.
Sure. We're doing a good job for them, Chairman.
The best thing is just going to be real nice and very brief.
That's right.
Because I can't get into the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it should be
at least on this one. You know, I know those are pretty close.
I knew
Black was a son of a bitch, you know, and I knew they'd have a, I mean, a unitary administrator, of course, they're left wing as hell, you know. I'm surprised they'd get up there and read some piece of it. You know, but
he decided to say the civil rights because he did.
Freedom. Absolute freedom. You know, he's dead.
Well, I'm not dead. The strictest constructionist, because all they want to do is build on interpretations. He goes back to the Constitution itself.
Well, good lesson, of course. You know what? It's a good lesson. The next time they press on all these things, you could say, remember the Black man, will you?
Yeah.
I'd be very curious to know whether any of those guys realized how what a negotiating it was. Did any of our people know? Did they see it? Or are they like they were on that damn White House correspondence?
I don't know, because I don't know even who was there.
It makes a lot of, you know, it's nice for the president to sit there and taste like bullshit. Believe me.
Want to go check so I can do that now?
Just try to word Giants. Just step forward, this is significant stuff, run that Giant stuff. Well, it isn't all that important, but I just have a, this is against, frankly, slobbering over those who may be looking at, look what your enemies are gonna say. It's a hypocritical goddamn thing to do.
Well, or they turn it the other way and say, wasn't it a good thing that President heard these?
Yeah.
And what are the words about black, and let's all right now pray that he
does
follows that tradition in appointing a purist like Justice Black was to that seat. Instead of some lousy strict constructionist.
God damn, that's a